Ring of Fire. It was awesome. At first, at the bottom, it looked like someone ate it. But then, after I waited a little while, it started to get closer to looking kinda like a ring. Schoolboy Marcos DePorto told an Albuquerque, New Mexico television reporter yesterday. Marcos was talking about yesterday's Ring of Fire solar eclipse that crossed the Pacific from Asia to the United States. Yesterday's eclipse was particularly exciting because it was an annular eclipse. This occurs when the moon passes in front of the sun, but is too far from the earth to block it out completely, leaving the Ring of Fire visible. The luckiest viewers in Asia were likely those in the Tokyo area of Japan. They got a spectacular sight as the sprawling Japanese capital of 30 million people received its first glimpse of the phenomenon in 173 years. Japan's major television stations cut live to the once-in-a-lifetime event, which generated a mini-boom in spending on special tour packages and viewing glasses. Japan Airlines arranged a sold-out observation flight. Electronics giant Panasonic sent an exhibition to the top of Mount Fuji, Japan's highest mountain at 3,776 meters, to film the phenomenon using solar-powered equipment. One Japanese zoo reported that the eclipse sent a group of about 20 ring-tailed lemurs into a frenzy as they were fooled into thinking it was nighttime. The lemurs at the Japanese Monkey Center in central Aichi Prefecture jumped up and down wildly. This is a behavior that they usually take in the evening so that they raise their body temperature, said zoo director Akira Kato. Elsewhere in Asia, clouds across much of southeastern China prevented a clear view. In Hong Kong, a few thousand optimistic early birds gathered on the Victoria Harbor waterfront, hoping to catch a glimpse of the spectacle. But heavy cloud cover gave them only a brief window of less than a minute.